Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
I want to share a thought with you from Scripture. And this isn't like a full-blown sermon, but it's something I feel like the Holy Spirit just wants to remind you and I of and kind of serve this up for us. And it has to do with one of the purposes that he has called us to in our salvation and being a witness. You know, the Scripture's full of verses that call us to, you know, go and be a witness and allow the Lord to use us to spread the gospel and not be ashamed of the gospel and go into all the world and preach the gospel. And you know, for some, it gets intimidating from time to time. We sometimes have this expectation or thought and fear of, do I have to go on the street corner? Do I have to, you know, carry around a sign? Do I have to, you know, and we look at some of those things and it's intimidating, or we think, you know, I'm not real outgoing, or I don't have all the answers, and if somebody asks me a question and I say I don't know, then I look like I'm not a devoted follower, and we just kind of create all kinds of pitfalls for ourselves. And I'm going to read a passage here from the Gospel of John where Nicodemus, and you, many of you will be familiar with this passage, that Nicodemus comes and seeks Jesus out, and Jesus talks with him, and they have this dialogue. And we're going to jump into this. He was a teacher of Israel, a religious leader, and Jesus begins to talk to him about being born again. And you're familiar with this passage, and I'm going to pull a verse out that I'm going to bring to our attention. The Holy Spirit's going to have to do this for us. Bring to our attention. And it's not the key verse of the passage. It's just one piece that I want us to walk out with today and remember. And so we jump into chapter 3 of the Gospel of John, and it introduces Nicodemus here talking with Jesus. And Jesus, you know, says to Nicodemus, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless a person is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus replies and says, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" And Jesus replies, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Now Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" And Jesus replies, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you," now this is the verse we're going to look at, verse 12. "If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe them, how can you believe if I begin to tell you heavenly things, the kingdom of God things?" That's the verse I want us to capture. Jesus is saying to Nicodemus, if you and I are talking about common things, earthly things, things we see, things we do, if we talk about these earthly things and you don't find me credible, or if you don't believe me or don't understand them, if you can't do that with earthly common things that we're familiar with, you will never believe me about the kingdom of God, or the message of God, the salvation of God, being born again. And I want us to grab this principle this morning, that if we, you and I, who are believers, who follow Christ, Christians, If we can connect with people and get into agreement over earthly things, and they find us credible, and they can connect with us, it gives a greater percent, a greater chance, a more successful possibility that when we begin to talk to them about Jesus or the kingdom of God, that they will be more receptive. If they don't connect with us on earthly things, or they just think, that dude is crazy, or that guy is always angry, that guy's a nut job. If they think like that about us on earthly things, common things, how will they ever receive from us the message of the gospel? Jesus is saying, Nicodemus, if I'm telling you earthly things and you're not getting it and you don't understand it or you can't receive it, if we don't connect here, you're never gonna believe me about the kingdom of heaven. So when we talk about sharing the gospel and the message of the gospel, and I know there's encounters, you meet somebody for the first time, and you get to share the full gospel, and they may receive the message, they may not, and it happens, and you may never see them again. But for most of us, we have many, many acquaintances where we live, wherever you live. I mean, you don't know everybody, and you haven't talked to everybody, but how many times has this happened? You go to the store, and you see somebody that you've never talked to, and you've never really had an acquaintance with, but you recognize that you have seen them before. You live in a community, haven't talked to everybody, but I recognize I've seen them somewhere before. I've seen them maybe at the store before. And so we have these multiple opportunities with people. For some, it might be as simple as a coworker. You see them all the time. It might be another student. And you live life together, and you have these multiple opportunities. I want you to know that evangelism isn't always, it's a one-shot deal. It's getting to know people and allowing them snapshots of our life that they get to see the way we conduct ourselves and how we talk and how we make decisions and how we go through hard times and deal with it and how we make mistakes and how we deal with it and how we move forward, and that they look at us in those encounters in real life, they get it. They understand it. Even if it's recreational, for example, connecting with people. I don't know what your hobby is, and it's connecting on an earthly level so that we can one day at some opportunity have the Jesus conversation with them or tell them what he has done for you and I. To be able to tell the story. Connecting on the common things. We sometimes think, well, this is my earthly life, doing chores, doing recreation, doing work, doing this, taking care of kids, running errands, just that's all earthly stuff, and God doesn't really care, and there's not much spiritual in it. The spiritual stuff is when I pray, and when I read the Bible, and when I go to church. I want you to begin to erase the line that somehow divides our thinking, that here's my earthly stuff and here's my spiritual stuff. That understand that we erase the line and everything we do is spiritual and it's for his kingdom. You see, we get the idea that, whatever your recreation is, you just think it's earthly and not spiritual. I don't know. For example, riding your Harley Davidson. Well, I can't really use that because that's not earthly, it is spiritual. I'm kidding. I'm messing with you. So, ride a Harley. Talk with other men and women who ride a Harley. It's a common ground. Doesn't seem too kingdom of heaven-ish. But We talk about each other's bike, talk about rides you've been on, talk about gear, talk about accessories, talk about, hey, you got the cool paint scheme, what's that mean, and why'd you pick that, and you talk about things, and you start to connect, and you have a good conversation, and you didn't talk about, it didn't turn out you talked about the Lord in it, but they had a good experience with you, and they agreed on some earthly things. And they didn't walk away going, that dude, he's all jacked up. He's weird. They made a connection. Time goes by. You may see him or her again. And you have another experience through these earthly things that you agree on and connect with so that they think you're credible, so that when the conversation happens about the kingdom of God things, they will be more receptive. That's what Jesus is saying, Nicodemus, if you don't receive earthly things, how can I ever tell you about spiritual things? Understand that our call to be used by him and our purpose of spreading the gospel isn't always just immediately preaching. And some of you are going, oh, phew, good, it takes the pressure off. I want you to hear this. The goal is that we one day do have a conversation with them. But we need to connect with them on an earthly level to create this relationship, this experience that they begin to understand about earthly things. I mean, it's simple as you're going into, you know, I don't know, Walmart or wherever you shop, and you're grabbing something off the counter, you haven't tried it before, and you're looking at it and you're wondering, I don't know, does this look pretty good? I don't know if I should try it. It's kind of expensive, I don't know. And somebody else walks by, reaches around you, grabs one, and starts to make their way. I mean, they grabbed it like, hey, this, I get this all the time. And you just simply go, excuse me, I've got this in my hand, I see you picked one up. Obviously you like it. I mean, what's it like? Is it, you know, is it easy to use? Does it taste good? Is it blah, 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 blah? And you have this conversation. And just say, you know, I think I'm going to try it on your recommendation. I just want to tell you thanks. Have a good day. Well, that's not spiritual. Oh, wait a minute. They shop there at the store you shop at. You just connected over, I don't know, Folger's new flavor of coffee. Those of you who are under 35, you have no idea what Folger's is, do you? It's either Kickapoo or it's Caribou or it's some other poo-poo. I don't know, whatever, you know. But there was this old coffee called Folger's, and I just want to tell you, don't buy it. Okay, so if you're from Folger's, hey, my parents drink it. Okay, so, you know. But you may see them again. And you may see them at the store, or you attend a visitation for a funeral of someone in town, and you see them there. So, you know, I recognize you from across the room. Folgers. How are you connected to the family, or are you part of the family? And I'm so sorry. And they have another experience with you. If you need anything, I'd love to take you out for coffee. And you are in this community and you begin to connect. And maybe it's more common already through people you know and your neighbor. And you agree and you connect on earthly things that you understand, and they see that you're not some fruitcake and you're not some person who, you know, they saw at the customer service counter blowing a gasket yelling at the clerk because you forgot you were in a public place. For a moment, it was just you and the clerk. And they go, ooh. And you want to turn around and tell them about the kingdom of God and spiritual things? They didn't like the earthly connection they made with you. You see, we can walk as light everywhere we go, and it's spiritual. and something spiritual is you're going with two friends to play golf and you see one guy by himself and you say, hey, why don't you come and join us? And we look at it as, well, I'm just kind of being nice. It is a spiritual thing because we're working towards a moment where we get to tell about the kingdom of God things and they listen to us because with God's help, we shot par that day. Some of you don't follow golf, you don't know what that is. They respect your game. You shot, you know, never mind. They're going to listen to you, ma'am, because you brought over a cake that tasted good, that you made. And they think, that woman can bake. No wonder her husband's 340, never mind, you know. And there's a connection, and there's a credibility, and it was over something earthly, common. And those things, because we are spiritually motivated, that we work our way to we can share kingdom things. And because we connected on the earthly and it was good, they become more open to the conversation. You see, it's one of the things I wanted to pluck where Jesus says, Nicodemus, we got to connect here on this earthly part because if you can't receive this, you'll never receive what I got to tell you about the kingdom of heaven. Why do you think Jesus, his stories, most of them, they were so common, everyday stories of circumstances, things they saw, things they watched before, things that were a part of their day all the time. He was such a marvelous storyteller, and he would tell these things, and they would understand, oh, yeah, I've seen that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know how yeast works in bread. Yeah. And then he'd share with them the kingdom of heaven message. And because they received and connected on the earthly story, they were open to hear what he had to say about the kingdom of God. You see, that's our purpose. It's one of the things we're called to. It's how we go and preach the gospel for those of us who don't feel like we're evangelists or pastors or teachers or apostles. We just think, I'm following Jesus best I can. But, you know, I'm not one of them. I don't know how to do all that. I'm telling you to keep doing the things you do every day. But now understand that as this is spiritually motivated, and I've got to connect with people. You farmers, a lot of farmers around here. You watch your conduct at the auction. Price is too high. That steer doesn't really weigh that much. I paid too much. I sold too cheap. All that. You watch. Because everything you're saying and doing is getting to connect on an earthly level. Now, I'm not talking about connecting on sin things, earthly sin things. I'm talking about being a light in the common, everyday chores, tasks, responsibilities, recreations that you and I do. So they can see, hey, they're credible, and I get it, and I see their life. So that the door will come one day for you to present the Jesus who changed your life.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is the ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.